SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Bertrand Tungandami, and opening our 2020 NIDOC Week celebrations, I'm in conversation with Bernadette and Bella Atkinson, mother and daughter, past NIDOC Week Award winners. It's quite a privilege to have you both on NITV Radio, Bernadette and Bella.
Thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure, and it's great to speak to you again. And it's a pleasure to talk about NAIDOC as both, you know, previous winners and a mother and daughter, Miss NAIDOC as well.
I got goosebumps, actually, when I thought about interviewing you. I was trying to have the interview done by my colleague, Kerry Lee Harding, and she said, just do it because you've been talking about it for a while. Just do it. And it's daunting a little bit.
No, look, it was really exciting to me, firstly, that Bella was nominated by a community member to enter into the Miss NAIDOC competition in 2018. I was absolutely rapt because I'd won it in 1988, many, many years ago. Bella has always grown up knowing about the importance of NAIDOC and how special it is to community. And, you know, she grew up, you know, running around the house wearing, you know, my NAIDOC sash and knowing how special becoming Miss NAIDOC meant to me as being, you know, not seen by the community judges at the time as the person to carry that title through in 1988. So for me, it was absolute pleasure and such a joy to see her enter into that competition.
Yeah, what a big milestone. 20 years after Mum, the daughter comes in and wins. And it's a special year because I remember the year when Bella, you won the title. It was a year when we were celebrating actually very powerful First Nations women. It's the theme of the year, I remember very well, was Because of Her, We Can.
Yes.
So it must have been a very special occasion for both of you.
Yeah, definitely. It was. It meant a whole lot more winning Miss NAIDOC that year because of the theme and because of how much I could relate to it and could connect to it because of having that history with Mum of being also a former Miss NAIDOC. It was like the stars had aligned for me. It worked out so perfect. And to win the first year I had ever been nominated when we were there for the training day, there were people that were there that had been nominated 2-3 years in a row, and unfortunately they weren't winning it, which was, it was quite sad to see that, and I felt a little bit bad to take that away from some people who had been trying really hard and just to win it my first year. But it was, that I loved the theme. That was the best thing, the theme, and it was just how it all lined up. It was amazing.
Yeah, and for a single mom bringing up a daughter and winning on a day when actually women were strong, powerful women were in being honored on that year. And how did you feel, Bernadette, having your daughter win that year, a year of celebration of strong Indigenous women?
I think I was beside myself. I couldn't believe that it was all happening because I saw the caliber of young women that were vying for the Miss NAIDOC title, and Bella was up against some really strong women who done so much work in community. So being her first year and being so young, I was very confident of her. I was also aware of the other women that were applying for the NAIDOC award, and when they called out her name, I was just jumping with joy and hysterical, and I grabbed her and put her in the biggest bear hug. And I think it was, I've had a lot of proud mummy moments with Bella, but I think this one absolutely takes the cake, and I'll remember it forever. And I think for me, as a former Miss NAIDOC, but also as her mother, it was such a joy to be able to, they allowed me to put on her tiara for her. So back in my day, we didn't get tiaras, but now they're giving out tiaras to the girls, and it was something quite special to be able to put that tiara on her head and then watch her become Miss NAIDOC. and worked with Mr. Nadoc and Hayley, who was our sports person for Nadoc. And those three young people, I think, really did the community very proud in 2018, attending all the Nadoc events and carrying the message through about the importance of Nadoc and also the theme. Because I think so many of us have so many strong Aboriginal women in our communities and in our families, and it was a great year to honour them and to have my daughter as the Miss Nadoc for that year.
And the march through Melbourne, Isabella, tell us about your feeling marching through Melbourne on that particular day and that week of celebration.
That was crazy, the march. It was one of the last events of the 2 weeks, and I was absolutely exhausted. But somehow I still found enough energy to get up there in front of everyone and chant and scream and lead everyone through the city. It was just insane, just looking back and seeing how many people were walking behind myself, Hayley and Stephen. It was insane. And then getting up at the steps of Parliament and realizing, oh my gosh, I've got to speak in front of all these people. It was quite daunting, just having so many eyes on me at the one time, but just knowing I had the support of the community, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, it was amazing. It was one of the best moments.
Yeah, and it's a very short period of time. 2 years is, for some it's short, for others it's a long period. What did you learn from that experience, and what did you take from being the winner? And, of course, as a winner, it's not just that moment. Going forward, you become everyone's looking up to you from that time onwards.
When I received the award, I was fresh 18. I was still in school. I was finishing year 12, and I realized I had to grow up very quickly. I had to mature. I couldn't be that little 18-year-old girl who was in school and could just muck around whenever she wanted. I had to rise to the occasion, and I had to really honor that award and show respect to the elders who voted for me to get it, because they didn't have to do that. And I really realized that, you know, there are going to be young people, little ones, watching me, looking at me, or every moment that I'm wearing this tiara and sash, you know, I have to be a good role model for them. And yeah, I definitely had to grow up in a very quick amount of time.
Yeah. Now, have you followed in Mom's footsteps? Because Mom is very active with the Koori Heritage Trust in community, government, in her own business, promoting culture and promoting cultural awareness. Are you involved in the same field, or you're just the normal Melbournean girl just going about your life like every other Melbournean girl?
No, I definitely think I followed in Mum's footsteps. We both work at the Koori Heritage Trust. Mum works upstairs in the education department, and I work downstairs as front of house and a receptionist. We both have our own small business. Mine not so much in the cultural sense. Mine is more as a makeup artist, as a professional makeup artist. So, yeah, I definitely think I'm turning into a little mini mum. But I love it. I love getting involved in the community, and I love just being around our own mob. It's the best feeling, and it's so rewarding as well, working with and around community. It's very fulfilling. It feels, for me at least, it fills my soul knowing that I've done something good for the community.
And look, I have to add on to that. When Bella, as she said, she has her own business, but she also assists me in doing, so I do my mangrove making workshops. I've had requests from organisations, Hawthorn Football Club, can they have Bella come down to talk to Aboriginal students that they have coming down there, to work with others in relation to teaching them how to make mangrove, or talking about mangrove and culture and her Nadoc experience. He is doing bits and pieces there, here and there, and even during her NAIDOC period, she was asked to do voiceovers for the Aboriginal Victorian Aboriginal Honours Roll. So I think just for a young person who's still young and doing all the Melbourneian things that our young kids do, she's definitely getting more in tune and more confident with her culture and going out and speaking to people about it. So I'm really impressed with what she's doing and how she's travelling as a young Aboriginal woman.
You are listening to NITV Radio. I'm Bertrand Tungandame in conversation with Bernadette and Isabella Atkinson, mother and daughter, and both Miss NAIDOC. Different years, of course. We're talking about their experiences, past award winners going into another NAIDOC Week celebration, 2020 NAIDOC Week, one that is marked by a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic.
Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
Well, how have you navigated this year?
For me, obviously, with work, we went straight online, so we were still able to communicate with people with our training sessions. The only thing that I sort of noticed is that, obviously, for my own business of doing making workshops, I wasn't able to go out and run these type of workshops. So that's been the change for me. And, you know, being in one of those high-risk categories, I was quite concerned about that. And this is where Bella has risen to the challenge, and she's been the one that's basically been going out and doing the shopping and making, you know, if we need to go outside, that's making sure that we're all prepared. So I think, again, she's doing what we expect of our young people in looking after their parents or the old people. One of the hardest things I'd say during this lockdown is not being able to go back home onto country and recharge. That's probably been the hardest thing in doing that, and not having that actual contact with community and, you know, people at the Koori Heritage Trust. That's been the learning curve for the Koori Heritage Trust is we can't do that face-to-face. We can't have people in. So, you know, a lot of our things have been going online, which is, it's just a whole new way of thinking and doing business. And we're getting ready for the 8th year for the Koori Art Show. It looks like we potentially could be open in December, but don't hold me to that. We're also looking at how we could potentially do the Koori Art Show online for people to view and see. So there's a lot of work being done in this area at the Trust to still get people to see the Koori Art Show and all our fantastic artists.
This year's theme, Always Oz, Always Will Be, what does it inspire you?
I can only speak on behalf of myself, but when that theme first came out, I found it really hard to connect with that theme. I couldn't really work out what it meant to me. I knew it was something that we really chanted at our protests, you know, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. So I had that connection to it, but I couldn't really bring it down much deeper until I read about what the devastating news up on Jabiru country about the sacred trees up there being cut down. That's when it really hit with me on what the theme meant. It meant, you know, no matter what you do, all right, you can cut down our trees, you can cut down our significant sites, but it will always be Aboriginal land. You know, it'll always be, you know, it'll always have some significance to us, you know, those roots will still always be there. I'm getting actually quite emotional, sorry. But up on Jabiru country, the birthing trees, I don't know, it's not my traditional land, it's not my country, but I had some really strong emotional connection to it. When I read about that on social media, it was like, okay, yep, the thing has clicked to me and I connected through it like that. I don't know how Mum perceives the theme, but that was my personal take on it.
Yeah.
Well, for me, when I heard the theme, I was like, oh, yeah, because, you know, growing up in the 80s and the 90s, which was extremely political and lots of marches and lots of chanting, you know, always was, always will be. So I resonated with that theme quite strongly straight away. And it's it's actually interesting to hear, because I hadn't heard Bella's interpretation or thoughts about it, and it was great to hear that's how she felt that connection and meaning to the theme, because I think that is one of the messages that people need to be reminded of, that no matter where you go in this country, no matter whether there's an apartment building or an office block, it's Aboriginal land, and it always will be Aboriginal land. And I just think, you know, throughout the years of NAIDOC, all the themes that have come through have been so, so relevant and so strong for our people that it just keeps on getting better and better.
Yeah, and it's a powerful theme, because you mentioned the birthing trees, but it's a year when we also had the destruction of sites, right. It's a World Heritage thing that has been destroyed like that.
This is what I say to my participants in my cultural awareness workshops in relation to the trees and the caves and other sites, that when we lose these, not only do they directly affect Aboriginal people of that land and Aboriginal people as a whole, but it actually affects all of Australia, because it's heritage that belongs to this country. We're a country that has the oldest continuing culture in the world, and everybody should be celebrating that and working towards, you know, protecting as much sites as they can, so we can all enjoy it and all learn about the rich history that this country has, which is thousands and thousands of years old.
I covered those events, and I felt really horrible. I mean, very... I don't know how to express it, but it's just horrible how they could easily destroy it without even a thought. And then the others in New South Wales, Queensland, many sites just slated for destruction just to make way for mining, and sometimes not even the most environmentally friendly kind of mining.
Exactly. And these places, they're not like, you know, Notre Dame over in France, where you can rebuild it. Once these are gone... you know, the caves are destroyed, the trees are chopped down. You can't replace them. You can't say, "Oops, okay, we made a mistake. We'll fix it," because that's the uniqueness of the heritage and the culture in this country, that it's part of the land. It's part of the landscape.
Yeah. Now, as we edge close to the end of the conversation, I'd like to open the mic to you, the two of you, if there's anything we haven't covered or add to the conversation, what I may have missed and I didn't ask.
I just want to tell the community to hang in there. We're almost at the end. We might be set free in a couple of days. You know, we are so close to the end of this lockdown. You know, hang in there. We'll get up to country soon. You know, like Mum said, the hardest part of this has been not being able to get back up home. I had a lot of emotions hit me the other day of, oh my gosh, it's been almost, you know, 7 months since I've been home, and I'm longing to get up there. You know, my soul needs to be healed. So to all you mob out there, just, you know, hang in there. We are so, so close.
And for me, I would just like to, on behalf of Bella as well, wish everyone a happy 2020 NAIDOC. Even though it's a bit different this year, it's great to see that COVID-19 is not going to stop us celebrating NAIDOC, because it's such an important event for us as communities. So I hope everybody has a great NAIDOC and engages with all the events that's going online, and with any of the congratulations to any of the awardees this year. I hope you enjoy your NAIDOC, your year as NAIDOC, Miss NAIDOC, Mr. NAIDOC, Pride and Sportsperson. I hope you have a great year, and just looking forward to celebrating online with community with another great NAIDOC and another great NAIDOC theme. Always was, always will be.
Thank you very much, Isabella and Bernadette, for taking the time to talk to us today on this celebration of NAIDOC Week. Past winners, NAIDOC Week mother and daughter winners, Bernadette and Isabella Atkinson. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure, Bertrand.
Thank you so much for having us.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.